views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen. It's great to be back here with you today, and I'm really looking forward to this topic because I've been getting so many questions about people that have been having trouble moving forward, overwhelmed by all the transitions in their life. And this is a metaphysical topic. The show is a metaphysical show, but I'm all about the energy behind everything, the energy behind everything that we experience. So as an energy healer, I look for every way, every nook and cranny there is to heal that energy that is the root cause of what I believe causes anything we experience, what we attract to ourselves, what we experience in all ways. Now, I'm not saying it's somebody's fault when they have illness. That is not to be misunderstood that way. Now, what I'm going to be sharing with you today is about healing crystals. If you're not familiar with that, and this is brand new, this is a great topic to just learn something new that you don't know about. If you've been using crystals, what I'm going to be sharing today is about three different crystals that are very, very powerful for current energies and current shifts that we're all experiencing. So if this is something that you would like to try, this, what I'm doing is I'm introducing these crystals to you. One of them is fairly new, and it's a dynamic crystal, and I'm going to start with that one because, and you know, I have several dictionaries and manuals, so I can look up, there's hundreds of thousands, if not thousands of different types of crystals out there, and I have several that are my faves, and the ones that I really feel or resonate with. I mean, I can feel them. I can feel myself. I can feel the vibrations of them. I can hear some of them. And as you work with them, they align with you. And what a perfect timing. When I was creating the show, I just knew this had to be done. And I was like, we're going to do this show. And then I realized the full moon was this Saturday. Perfect timing, because you can clear your crystals in the moonlight. Some crystals you don't want to put in like a salt water or anything because it will affect them. That's not necessarily the case with these that I'm going to talk about today. But if you have questions, don't hesitate to call in with your questions, 1-800-930-2819. I'm going to tell you a little bit about these crystals, and then you can take it from there and go and do your homework and research on it. If this is something you're interested in, I'm going to go over the spiritual properties, how they can help you with your DNA healing, cellular activation, code clearing, protection, physical healing, emotional healing, opening up the heart. These guys are some powerful crystals. I discovered them a little bit a while ago, not too long ago, and I've been working with them. And whenever I discover something new, and I'm always in research of where the next step is. I always feel like that's what I do. I'm foraging and looking for the path that's coming up. I just do that. And so part of what I do as a spiritual teacher healer is I'm always researching as well. And just because I might see something new out there, I explore it, experience it, work with it, and I get a feel for it before I share it, because not everything out there is something that works for me. I share a lot of different things, and some of the things I may share, you know, may or may not work for you. Now, when it comes to the physical healing, I want to make sure everybody understands I'm sharing this information. It's metaphysical, and it's not to replace, you know, what you're, you know, anything medical, seriously, that you have going on, please. This is not to replace it, but this can help you with the other parts of you that are not physical, okay? Because if you're, when you look at the energy, if your energy is balanced and healthy, the body will follow that. If it's not, the body will follow that. So I'm all about the energy behind everything. And that's where I'm going with that. Like I said, there's three, and there's quite a bit of information on them that I've been collecting. And I don't even know how to describe this one. When I first discovered, and the first one I'm going to talk about is Aura Light 23. It's in the amethyst family, and we know what amethyst is. We've had amethyst around for a while. This one is not in my older crystal dictionaries or resource manuals. This one will be in maybe some of the newer ones out there, and I don't know what those are. I've just been doing my homework all over the place, let me tell you. But this one has 23 different aspects to it. I mean, it has, you know, a little bit of everything in it, and I think that's why they're calling it the 23. It's coming out of Northern Canada, and it's, you know, it just says it's known as the Super Seven. It's a soul healer. It's a strong emotional healer. It's powerful synergy, you know, with energies. You know, when I picked this one up, let me tell you, the first time I picked mine up, and I have one that's in the shape of a wand. So it has the point to it, because that's, you know, how you would focus if you're new to crystals. If the wands with the points we use in healing, because it's directing and focusing that energy to the point, to focus it to, you know, where you want it to go. And you're pointing that to where you want it, the healing to go. It's got a lot. I mean, this one helps open up to the angelic realms. It helps you connect with your guides. I know. Actually, several of these will do all of the above, but I'm going to explain the different ones. And if this is something you want to do, then you can look into the one that may fit or suit you best. They are a little bit different, but then some of them do the same things. Now, this one can bring a calmness to the chaos in your life, which I really, really liked that aspect of it. And one of the things about this one that really stuck out was that it can tone down the anger and cool the temper. And wow, with everything going on out there and, you know, different sides and of opinion to everything happening today, what a great one to have out there, because, you know, there's people getting upset because they're sensitive or they're passionate, you know, to cool the jets a little bit so you can respond versus react strongly. It's going to be very good for everybody involved in any situation. But this one helps teach you to think before speaking or acting. So if that's something that can rock your world a little bit, you know, you have a little frustration or you're having trouble with the anger or the temper, the Aura Light 23 is great for that. It will help you learn how to think before speaking or acting. I really liked that aspect. That really stuck out for today's energy. And that's one of my focuses for this show. Just a lot of people are feeling desperate. Like, I need something. I'm trying everything. And I want you to know that I'm hearing that. And it is a little bit of a unknown territory, what we're going through and experiencing right now. The The Aura Light 23 works with upper chakras, the higher chakras. So it's more of a spiritual stone. Because you have the seven main chakras that start at the root and the base of your spine, with number one going all the way up through, and number seven's at the crown of your head. This one does work with the higher chakras. So it's going to have more of a overall healing of your body. It's going to enhance healing, your personal development and growth. And let me tell you what, if you're working on your intuition, we talk about crystals in my workshop for the eighth chakra. This one is not, I don't think I even bring this one up in there. I have to look. I don't think so, because this was fairly new. And I'm going to do a whole workshop on crystals, because we need to evaluate and update what we're doing with the gifts from the earth. It was like it delivered and birthed this one to where we are today and what we need right now. And I still have quite a bit to share with you on this one. And it helps you empower knowledge. It inspires you. But intuition is a big one with this one. So if you want to work on intuition, this is a good one to work with. You don't have to have a real big expensive one, guys. I have one. Mine's about 4 inches long. Like I said, I like the wands that have a focal so I can focus that energy into a direction. I like doing that, whether it's, you know, working with a chakra with myself or with someone else, or healing a situation. That's what I like about the ones that are shaped that way. This one's in a natural form too. It's kind of naturally shaped that way. But with that, I still have a few more things to share with you about the Aura Light 23. So we're going to take a short break. You are listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. Our topic today is healing crystals and how we can use crystals with the current energies to help us move forward, move through blocks, open our heart, and just not be afraid to do what we need to do. So stay with us. If you want to call, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after the break.
Dying flame, you're free again. Who could love?
Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones, travel the world, live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable, maca, is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming
WBLQ.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills.
We're back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Our topic today is healing crystals for current energies for the transitions we're going through. I have a couple of more points on the Auralite 23 that we started in the first segment, and then we'll bring on a caller. So another aspect of the Auralite 23 is it will help you with understanding your shortfalls, you know, your abilities, believing in your abilities. That one I really liked for what everybody's going through with unknown, new groundbreaking, new directions, things like that. It's a great stone for right now. This one's very strong for helping you to understand what you're capable of. It will also help you if you have issues with prejudice or judgment. If you really find that you're having a little bit of trouble with that, this one can help you remove that in areas of your life that you just can't seem to budge. Another aspect, it's a great spiritual healing crystal. Purification of the soul inside. It does increase intuitive and psychic sensitivity. So insights into deeper truths. It really helps you connect deeper. Lucid dreaming. Wow. Lucid dreaming. I like lucid dreaming. I do that. I love lucid dreaming. And when I picked this one up, I just felt this so strong. So I'm like, wow, this is going to be interesting. And yes, it can get really, really creative out there, but you're going to have these aha moments. You really don't have to carry it and hold it the whole time. Just be near it, but you'll bond with it. If that makes sense. This is going to sound strange to people that have no idea about crystals, and this is very new to you, but they're just natural energy conduits, and they work with the energy in your field. It's very scientific, really. You can look into it that way, how energy is used. I mean, there's so many different ones out there, like quartz is used all the time. So that's what I'm talking about. Now, it can help you have a spiritual awakening that's balanced. I really like that one for right now. A lot of people are awakening right now, and it's overwhelming, or you're trying to do too many things at once, or you're just feeling scattered, or the brain fog thing going on. A balanced awakening is a good way to go. It doesn't feel so all over the place. And angels and visions of what's to come. You know, this one, if that's a tendency for you, like future events, this one will help you connect and hear and see clearly what you're looking for that next step. So that one's good. You can also understand a past life that may have something to do with the karma that you're experiencing now. Now, when you work with past lives, you don't want to just be focusing on who you were and what you did. It's really more about the karma that you're trying to release and with an old karmic pattern now. It will help you figure out, well, where did this come from if it did come from a past life, if it wasn't from here in the current life? This one can help really bring some insight in a lot of areas. And a couple more things, it will also help you with deep meditation. For those that have trouble with deep meditation and you've really been wanting to meditate, great stone for that. It just makes it easier to dive into this. And when you're diving in, you're actually rising up with a frequency to higher realms to connect. It can really make you more aware of the connection you have with everything. Wonderful stone for that. You can hold this near the crown and heart chakra and really create a powerful movement of energy between the two. Some people have been dealing with a lot of fear of clearing and opening the heart chakra. This one can help. Now, the last section that I want to talk about quickly, and then I'm done with the Aura Light 23, is the physical, what it can do physically. And remember, this is not to replace medical attention if that's what you need. This is about a metaphysical energy approach, and that's not going to hurt. It can support your healing. Now, this Aura Light 23 will help relax your body so you get more benefit from releasing the tension, headaches, you know, your eyes are tired, muscle spasms. This one can just relax the body so it can let go. It also helps with vascular health. It can balance your body, helping you with chronic problems. So the organs and the vital functions are regenerating and rejuvenating and, you know, they're balancing themselves. Very good at activating all seven chakras from head to toe, actually all of them, all the ones in between. If you have balanced chakras, this is a great one if you want to work with your chakras to balance them. Because when you're having a spiritual awakening, that also wakes up the Kundalini energies. You're going to want to look at, that's a whole nother topic, but that's a big one that is referred to in spiritual awakening. And if it's balanced, it's a gentle ascension versus just a radical throw you out there. Okay. It's much easier on you physically, spiritually, emotionally. Okay. That's everything I had for the Aura Light 23, which was a lot, wasn't it? So it's spelled AURALITE-23. So you can go look that up, research it, ask your guy that specializes in the gems or the crystals or whoever it is that you shop with. I'm not giving any of that out. This was just to introduce you to the crystal. So with that, let's bring on a caller we have. Brian, we have a caller?
Well, she hung up, but if she would call back, we'll put her right through.
Oh, that's okay. I had to finish that topic. So if she calls back, she calls back. That's okay. Now, we're going to keep moving because I have two more and there's a lot of information on these crystals. This one, sometimes people tell me later they hang up because the question got answered before I got to them. So thank you for being patient with us on that because I really want to get this information out. This one is the next one I want to talk about, and this one has a lot, and this one's great for the emotions. I'm going to start this one and then carry over into the next section because there's a lot on this one. And this is a really beautiful, gentle stone that just makes you feel better. I don't know how to explain it. I would recommend getting one small enough that you could carry around with you when you work with this one. Now, this one has been around for a little while, but this one is kunzite. So look at, it's K-U-N-Z-I-T-E. And this one is just so pretty. It comes from pale pink to light violet hues. And this one, guys, if you're dealing with the emotional stuff, oh my goodness, this is the one for you. This is the go-to stone. This is the stone of emotion. It helps you open, connect the heart to the mind in a balanced way to heal the communication between the mind and the heart. Can you imagine? Think about it. You know how we're struggling with those decisions? Like, here's the logical thing my brain wants me to do, but my heart is yanking me over here. This one's a good one for that. Everything just calms down. This is another one that was very strong when I felt it. And this one was actually discovered by a mineralogist, or a mineralogist. There we go. Holy cow, that's a word. And he was a jeweler named George Frederick Kunz. So it's Kunzite, named after him. He discovered it in 1902, I believe. I think he cataloged it then. So it's been around since then. But this one comes in a different array of colors, from pale pink to light violet. And they have different, you know, aspects of them. It's transparent, kind of like quartz, like clear quartz. Yeah, it's transparent. You can see through it. And it's smooth. It's just, I don't know how to explain this one better than this. It's just gentle. Now, when we come back, I'm going to explain the metaphysical properties and what you can do to get out of this one. We do have our caller back, so we'll take our caller first and just join in. I mean, take your notes if you need to. These are some great stones for a lot of things that people are struggling with right now. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about healing crystals for current energies and what we're transitioning through. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
My love, there's only you in my life.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
We're back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about healing crystals that can help us with current transitions and energies. All of the things that we're going through that seem to be tough or you feel like you're stuck. And we have our caller back. So let's do that first. Let's bring on the caller, Brian.
Oh, let us bring from the Show Me State of Missouri, the one and only Deborah. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Deborah. Hi, well, what happened? We lost you.
Well, my phone, it's really good. It likes to just disconnect me all the time.
Okay, we will keep that in mind. We will know that.
Okay.
Now, what did you have a question about?
Okay, my question is my horse.
Okay.
I ride, get on my horse, and it seems like I'm the only one this happens to, that she likes to, I think when you tell her she can't do something, I'm noticing she's doing it, and she did it before, but I wasn't aware of why. She shakes from her head all the way to her whole body, and it's really starting to hurt my own body. So I was wondering if there is stone or anything I can do.
Okay. Wait, let me ask you this. Are you thinking about that happening again before you get on to the horse?
I did for a while, but the last two times that she did it, no,
Okay, yeah, because they're like, you know, horses are a lot like, well, they're like giant dogs, really. They are very similar in the way they bond with us and connect. And if they've had an experience, they don't always forget that so quick. But I'm feeling, have you had the horse, this is what I keep feeling. Have you had the horse checked to see if, I'm holding the Aura Light, by the way, while I'm talking to you.
Okay.
I'm just, that one I was just talking about, the Aura Light 23, because I wanted to see if it would help, you know, and it is. It actually, I feel like there's something hurting the horse, or it's triggering something that scared the horse at one time. And it's not you, it's more of a trigger. Like,
okay,
like the horse is shaking like it's going to hurt. So have you had the horse checked to make sure everything's okay with the spine?
Well,
or make sure the horse isn't having any discomfort with something on her back?
I've had her, not this year, but one year I had her, I had a chiropractor check her.
Okay. Yeah, it just, I'm feeling that there's something that is putting the horse into a state of nervousness. It does not feel like your energy. One of the things that I would definitely look at is the one that I'm talking about now, and I haven't even gotten into all of it, but the kunzite, and I'll go ahead and tell you now, one of the attributes of kunzite, which was what I was going to do after I answered your call, is it calms the nervousness. I mean, this one is one of the ones that helps you feel safe and protected. And I think that that would be a very good stone for you to have in your pocket when you're working with the horse. because it's and you don't have to even try to make it do anything. Just carry it around with you so it works with you. If you have one or if you're planning on getting one, I'm just saying, if you had this stone, and you can get a small one that fits in your pocket. You don't have to get a big one. But this thing is, this stone is beautiful. I like putting this one by my bedside at night for just sleeping peacefully and calmly, because it relaxes the body and it helps just let everything let go and unwind. So this one's very good to calm nervousness. And this would be good because they connect with our energy. And if you have it with you and you are in relaxed state, you probably were in a relaxed state when you got on the horse, but this is going to transfer. They absorb and they connect with what we have going on, because you want to send the horse that we're safe and nothing's going to hurt us. This isn't going to hurt either one of us. I keep getting the impression the horse has experienced something negative with someone or something on its back.
Okay.
I just keep feeling that. Always had the horse? Nothing fell like a tree or something? I just feel like something happened to the horse.
No. See, I don't know much about her life, because, she's a rescue horse.
Well, there you go. Okay. That's adding up. There's something triggering the horse to be nervous about what's getting ready to happen. Okay. And we know it's not you, because I've spoken to you before. I know what you're about. I've felt your energy. You're all about caring, but this, I would say definitely work with things that soothe, like rose quartz, helps radiate the love from the heart, from your heart to the horse, and just connecting about just the calm. Rose quartz, if you have that, I would use that. Kunzite is similar, but it's more powerful than that. I mean, I have found it to be more powerful personally, but it helps you calm down when there's something happening and you're just nervous. I mean, for people, not just your horse, but for people, if you're getting ready to take a big exam or a final or an interview for a job and you get nervous, this one's really good for that. Like I said, it can protect you, make you feel safe. And it opens up the heart. It just opens up the heart for more love. It also helps clear out the negative vibrations that could be stuck from something that happened a long time ago. So I would say that one for sure. But with that, I will go ahead and let you go. Work with one of those types of stones for heart, love kind of energy while you're with the horse.
Okay. And do you like this one? Is it a rough one or a smooth stone?
This is a very smooth mine. Mine is almost like in the shape of a square. I've never, and it. I think mine's polished, but it's very smooth. Wow. There's no rough edges. I think you can get it in lots of different ways. So the best thing to do is just go look and get the one that's right for you. But it's actually very smooth. You might even be able to get something flat that can go in the pocket of the saddle. And the horse has its own stone. I've done that with my animals, and they have a little pouch that I put them in, and they work great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would get one that wouldn't be like, a thorn in the side, something smooth and flat. But go look it up. It's KUNZITE. And they're not ridiculously expensive. They really are. None of the stones I'm talking about, you can get big ones, but you don't need to spend that much. You can get a decent one for, what you're trying to do. And I would look into that for sure, because now that I'm thinking about it, that would be wonderful if you had something that was in a kind of flat or small enough to just go in the pocket of the pouch. Even if you had it wrapped in cloth, and then the horse could just wear it, and it would connect and resonate with the horse. And I've done that with Emmy, and it works very well. I've done that with my little kitty, and I mean my little kitty. She's 16, and I have them in a little pouch, and I have them underneath the bed. But I have it so where it's smooth and it doesn't cause it to be uncomfortable when they lay on it. Mm-hmm. And it works very well. They seem to do great with them.
Is it one you have to cleanse every so often?
I would put them in moonlight. I prefer that versus putting them in salt or water, because sometimes they can fade depending on the stone. I'm not 100% sure about these, if the water or the salt will affect them. I was looking for all the attributes for the show, but definitely go Google and study up on that one and find everything you can about it. Like this Saturday, I'm going to put all of mine, and I got a lot here, but I'm going to put all of mine in the moonlight. I like to energize them that way. There's nothing that's going to hurt them.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I need to go to break already. Oh my goodness.
You said a different color. You pick the color that works for you, or?
Yes. Yes. And look at the colors. They come from pale pink to a lilac color. So they have different attributes, a little bit more. Yeah. And I'm going to go into that when we come back from break, what the different colors of it mean. But I have to go to break. Thank you for calling, Deborah.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. We are going to take that short break. We're talking about healing crystals for current energies, very powerful crystals that can help us move forward and move those blocks out of the way. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Walking with gorillas down my street. From my window I'm staring while my coffee goes cold.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
today. Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
And we are back for the last segment, so I have a few more things with these crystals that I want to share with you. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we're talking about healing crystals for current energy. Now, I'm going to keep going with the kunzite because I have a couple more things that I want to share with you. This is called the Woman's Stone. It is wonderful for first-time mothers, single mothers, anybody in humanity that is, you know, being the mother of someone, animal mothers that, you know, have a hard time caring for their young. This one, if you you want to have something that you feel supportive in, this is a wonderful stone for that. It's also a great stone for babies that have trouble sleeping, overactive children that don't want to go to sleep at night. This one just calms down everything. It's wonderful. Like I said, it calms the nervousness down. It's great for girls that are entering into their puberty years where their bodies are changing and they're accepting and loving that they're changing. And it's a great stone for children. It really is. If they're having a hard time adjusting, maybe they're just, you know, not feeling like they fit in life. This is the pink one that I'm talking about that's great for this type of energy that just feels good, you know? And so for the caller previously, and I didn't even have a chance to tell her that, the pink kunzite would be great because she's kind of the mom for this new horse that she rescued. So that would be good that way. Now, it brings comfort. It, like I said, negative vibration situations, it just helps to clear that out. Because a lot of times if we have that stuck in our energy field, we can't move forward. It helps relieve heartache or loss of separation. Wow, this is the pink one still. Now, if you're traveling, the lilac color is wonderful. Helps guard against the road rage and stress while driving. That would be the lilac, the deeper toned color one. It also helps to just calm the other passengers in your car if you're driving, you know. So the travel crystal would be the lilac color. The pink one is more of the calming, the woman's stone, you know, caring for the children, a good stone for the children, just to relax and calm everything down. Lilac kunzite, it's great when you're going to locations that may have negative history. Or you feel or pick up things like that when you visit places, it will increase your intuitive energy and ability to connect, but it will also protect, you know, so it has it's a really great all around stone. The healing part is wonderful with any kind of support for alternative treatments, diets. It will help guide you in the right direction for the balance that you need in your healing. Now, if you have hormone-like migraines, you know, this is like with the women again, with, you know, the cycle and everything else, this is a great stone for balancing and just calming everything down. Allergies, rashes, all kinds of stuff like that. Kunzite, circulatory system, you know, the heart, you know, joint pain. It helps the treatment. Let me put it this way. It enhances treatments for depression and disorders. You know, it's not to replace it. It helps support it. Okay. I want to make sure that's clear. And, you know, just helping the physical body recover from emotional stress. So it's a very powerful healer for the emotional body. And the vibration is high, so it encourages you to let go of fear, sorrows from the past. It helps you not to have the anxiety for the future. It really helps you move forward. If you had one stone to get, I would say this one is going to cover a lot of bases, and it's very, very good. Now, if you have painful memories from trauma, kunzite again, kunzite, you know, just really look into this. Maybe you're working on putting your trust back into things. Maybe it's just letting it go. Look up the kunzite. It's a great one for activating the heart chakra, okay, and the crown chakra. For chakra healing and balancing, it's great for those particular chakras, because the chakra of the heart really needs to be open and not be afraid to be open. So it will help you resolve the blocks to help you rebalance the heart chakra. Sometimes that history and trying to move past something very, very painful, that's a heart chakra issue because of it's the emotional center. So look for the kunzite for that. It goes on and on and on. I mean, there's so many things that one can do. It is the energy of love for self, for others, for humanity, for everything that lives, you know, nature, all of it. It really helps open you up to that. As a protective stone, it helps dispel the negativity and it helps strengthen the shield around your aura to help you keep out the unwanted influences or things that you don't want affecting you. So it keeps you calm, keeps you focused on where you want to be. So that's a very, very good one. And, meditating with it, you can meditate with this stone. Oh my gosh. I mean, it's a great conduit for deep meditation. You could just go on and on and on with this one, and it will help you connect with the guardian angels. Absolutely. And I've got to go super fast because I'm run out of time, but another one for the other chakras that I wanted to tell you about and just touch on is, and I don't know if I'm saying this right, I think it's pietersite, pietersite. This one is very good for the solar plexus and the third eye chakra. Okay, so if you're looking for things in the physical energy center, you know, the storminess, if you're just trying to work with the body's physical energies, that would be the one to use for those chakras. And I could keep going on. It's a type of quartz, by the way. And it has a bit of like tiger's eye and jasper. So it's got a little bit of everything in it, it will help calm nervous people and animals during a storm, for example. You know, if you have animals that are terrified of storms, or, you know, children, or you don't like it, or you work a lot at a computer, this is a good stone for that one. And with that, wow, my time is never enough on this show. Oh my gosh. And I am already, you know, I've got about 3 or 4 workshops that are getting ready to be released. I'm really excited about, and we're going to go into crystals much more in a specialized live online course. It's an online course that I'm creating, and I'm going to put that out here very, very shortly, because we're working to do a lot of live and on demand, a little bit of everything. But the crystals and getting deeper into working with those is on the list. Another one that I'm going to be releasing here in the next couple of weeks is more in-depth on the soul relationships, healthy soul relationships. That's a very popular topic that people want more of. So we're going to be working with that more in a course. And the soul diving and soul retrieval is the third one. Those are the three. And I almost have them together. So we're going to be doing those, and it's going to be a live interaction. So just keep up with me on my website. Go to the website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. If you're on my newsletter, it only comes out once a week. We don't send it out like constantly, but once a week on Wednesdays, I put out everything that's happening in the upcoming shows or courses and what we have going on. We're really excited about a lot of the things we're doing. We have big things planned. We've been working very hard on it, and they're just about to all come out. And I'm so excited. I cannot wait to share it all with you. With that in mind, I hope you've enjoyed this show and the introduction to a couple of new crystals that may help you with some of the blocks or direction that you're trying to take in your life. join me next week. We're here every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Thank you for listening. I'm Jen Royster. We'll see you next time here on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.